This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 63 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and on this very special episode, my guest, my co-host, I should say, is none other than Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, we've been waiting to do this show for a while, haven't we?
We have. We've been thinking of it for quite a while, but today is finally the day, and I'm very excited. So before we introduce our special guest, I wanted to give a shout out, and I have two people, and I think this is so fantastic. On Saturday, I usually post just asking people, what are they doing for the weekend? And how are, you know, what races are they doing? And two people posted that they did their first 5K, which, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do in this podcast is support people who are starting to get off the couch and start running. And those two people are Travis Schroeder and Rhonda Farber, and they did their first 5K. So we give you a huge applause, and we hope to see you soon at a Disney race.
I wish them luck. Mm-hmm. Well, let's start at the beginning. When Michelle and I first started talking about putting a podcast together that would focus on Run Disney events, we went through a lot of discussions. We went through a lot of trying to figure out what kind of a format. It took a while to come up with a logo. A lot of planning went into it. In fact, some 6 months of planning went into it. And then, of course, you cross your fingers and you hope that you'll be well-received and that you'll do a good enough job so that you will help people, because that's what we want to do. We want to help people get healthy. We want to help people have fun. We want people to really enjoy Run Disney events. So here we are 6 months later, and we want to do more. And in order to do more, what you do is you surround yourself with quality people. In order to do what you want to do, you look for those people who you trust. You look for those people who have a track record. You look for those people who you know will be creative and be able to help you do stuff that you probably never thought about doing. So today, we would like to announce to everyone a partnership that we have formed. And we have our prime sponsor with us today. And before I introduce our sponsor, let me say a few things. This person who I'm going to introduce, I've known for a long time. She is one of the top quality persons I've ever met in my life. She is very successful. She's a very successful businesswoman. And she has shown me many things that I never thought could happen. She is very well versed in all things Disney. She is very well versed in what Disney Run Disney events are all about. I said earlier that there's that you want someone with a proven track record, and I think that when I think of this person, I think of her as a pioneer. I don't think she's a leader. People just try to do the things that she's done, and she's always one step ahead of everyone. So it was a no-brainer that Michelle and I saw no one else as being the perfect partner. So having said that, and she has done a Run Disney event, so she knows what it's all about. Let me tell you a little bit more about her before I tell you who she is.
Do you think people are like yelling out now as they're listening to the podcast?
we're talking about a very, very special person. We're talking about someone who's recognized as Travel Leisure's A-list agent for Disney destinations. She leads a team of over 80 vacation planners, there's a hint, dedicated to making magical vacation memories. She's been involved with the travel industry. She's going on her second decade. She has specialized in event planning. She has amazing firsthand knowledge of Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, Disneyland Paris, beyond Disney. There's all kinds of 32 other cruise lines. She is just the perfect person, who we feel, to be the exclusive travel agent for the Mickey Miles podcast. You may have figured it out by now, but if you haven't, it's none other than Becky Menken, who is the founder and CEO of Mouse Fan Travel and MEI. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. With Mouse Fan Travel is the Disney specialty division of MEI. And Becky joins us today. And Becky, it is, I can't tell you, I'm excited, I'm happy, and I'm honored to have you as our exclusive.
We need an applause track here now.
Wow.
That was quite an introduction.
How do I live up to this after that intro? Well, thank you so much, Mike. And I got to say, it is an honor to partner with you and to sponsor the Mickey Miles podcast. And as you know, we've talked for a long time about this prospect, and I'm very proud of what you guys are doing and very happy to support the efforts.
Well, Becky, you know, I've been traveling to Disney World for 40 plus years, and over the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, every time I've needed to fly find a room, I've called one of your many vacation planners who by the way are a lot of them are runners. And
sure,
you know, I've gotten nothing but quality service. And having said that, I'd love for you to give our audience, for those who aren't familiar with MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, could you just tell everyone what type of services you give to your clients?
Absolutely. I had, like you said, a team of a little over 80 agents nationwide right now, and I can't believe that we've grown so much in such a short amount of time. But I've been in business since 1998, planning travel. We have a couple of different divisions. The MEI travel division, we handle travel all around the globe. So all cruise lines, all vacation destinations. If you want to go to London, we can get you there. If you want to take a Royal Caribbean cruise, we can get you there. And just like with you, your very first Disney cruise I helped you arrange, which that took a little bit of arm pulling, I seem to remember. But we got you there. The Mouse Fan Travel division, of course, is our Disney specialty division. So that's made up of a lot of travel planners across the country who share the passion and the love that we all have for Disney, which, of course, long story short, that's where my love and passion really is with the Disney brand. They provide so many different vacation possibilities, not just Disney Cruise, Disney World, Disneyland, but also Alani, Adventures by Disney, which goes all over the globe. But, of course, we have found a home with the with the different marathons that are going on, because many, as you mentioned, many of our team members are runners as well. I seem to remember last year, a group of my girls, group of my team, got together for the Princess Marathon, and they did the whole nine yards, the pink tutus, everything, the wands, the tiaras, and they made us very, very proud.
So, Becky, you know, the thing that I know about Disney fans is, at least the people who I know, they've got the spreadsheets out, they are planning their dining reservations, you know, they're ready 180 days before, they have, you know, they're waiting to book their air, they have everything kind of organized and planned because people just love going on these vacations. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've learned about MEI over the years, and you know, I've used MEI services with several of your affiliates, is how you guys sort of take the stress away. can you tell a little bit about how that, like, if somebody wanted to book a trip, how you kind of make it easy for people and make it more enjoyable?
Sure. We do have a lot of our clients are the Disney Uber fans like we are. And many people do get a lot of the same satisfaction out of doing the spreadsheets and doing a lot of the planning. And for those people, what we do is we offer like a service to make sure that we're watching for all of the best available offers as they come out. So we can help somebody as little or as much as you'd like. So for those Uber planners, we can book it for you, and then we can watch for the offers, and we proactively apply those savings for you so that you don't have to sit there and watch and wonder if you've missed a sale. For those who are not planners, and I have many of those as well, we can do all of that for you. We can do the dining for you. We can do the activities and the tours and the arrangements as well. So we can, like I said, do as much or as little of the planning to kind of take away the stress and take away that wondering if you've got the best deal that's available at the time.
And one of the things I think is really cool is everybody who I've met is really, they're really, really big Disney fans. So mm-hmm. it's not just the planning the trip, but it's the whole conversation with somebody who really gets it and really understands, you know, that how important the trip is and how much people have invested in the trip. And it's kind of like talking to a fun Disney friend too.
Oh boy. we treat these trips as if they are our own because we get so much joy out of putting this together and making sure that people have a magical time. So we really kind of hope that the vacation begins with the call to us or the email to us because we want to take that stress away from you. We want to kind of get our fingers into it. And for those of us who can't go to Disney every week, we get to kind of live vicariously through our clients. And our agents that are in that Mouse Fan Travel division are so knowledgeable. They will know exactly the changes that have happened. They'll know what resorts have been upgraded, which resorts are going to have a pool closed, all of the little pieces and parts that you may take a lot of time trying to research yourself. We already have it in our brains because that's what we eat, breathe, sleep Disney pretty much. And we're very close and attuned with the Disney company. We're also one of their earmarked agencies, which is a special designation that they give to certain agencies called the Authorized Disney Vacation Planner designation, which we're very proud to have as well. We work that closely with Disney that we also have agreed that a certain percentage of our agents have to go through specialized training, and we have to agree to make sure that everybody is trained to a certain level, and we're very happy to do that. As a matter of fact, for the percentage that they tell us, I think we're at 100% that have finished all the training for the College of Disney Knowledge and so forth.
Oh, that's really cool. And, you know, for me, as somebody who's one of those Uber control freak type of things, it's really nice because I have confidence that when I book a trip, in fact, I'm booking right now my travel for the Dumbo Double Dare, and mm-hmm. I'm working with one of your affiliates. So they're asking all the right questions, things that I didn't even think of. You know, all the right things, like where do I want to stay and things like that, but do I need tickets and how many days and that type of stuff. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. So it's kind of comforting as somebody who wants to control everything. I did have one follow-up thing that I want to mm-hmm. mention, which I think is very, very cool, is that you don't charge fees.
Correct.
So that's really cool.
There's a couple things that I kind of like to touch on because there are so many travel services out there. And quite honestly, there's not one way to become a travel agent in this industry. There's not one governing body. Different states have different laws and there's different regulations. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who are travel planners who aren't properly licensed and insured. So we like to point out that we are one of those that plays by the rules and we are properly licensed and insured in all the states that we're supposed to be. And we are sitting in that designation, which we are with the Better Business Bureau. We're A-plus rated. All of those little pieces and parts that come together to make sure that you can trust us, obviously, to plan your vacations. Because we know it's quite an investment to put a vacation together. This is not, you know, a little $5 latte we're paying for here. So we do really take a lot of pride in what we do, and we're trying to find the best value for the money and the best experience for the money.
Okay, Becky, let me see if I can bring you back to a memory of a few years ago and one of the things that I'll always remember, and I'll touch upon it after I try to jog your memory. Do you remember you and myself and maybe one other person, we were walking around World Showcase in Epcot one evening, and you said to me, what would you like to do? If you could do anything in Walt Disney World, what would you like to do? And I mentioned a few things, and you just kind of made a little notation in that mind of yours. And holy cow, a couple of years later, I was doing that, and I never thought I would be doing it. And for those who may not be aware, it was turning on the Osborne lights, and we did that 2 years ago. And that was kind of awesome. And we did that at an event that you had put together. And one of the things that Michelle and I have dreamed about is somewhere, sometime at a Run Disney event, we can get some of our listeners together and maybe do something special. And I know that if there was ever anyone who could help us do that, it would be you. So we're hoping that, you know, the three of us will put our minds together, and maybe we come up with something special that will be memorable for those who are planning to do some Run Disney event in the future.
Oh, yes. So you're speaking my language when you start talking about events, because this is where I love to play personally. We are known for doing special events in parks, before and after parks close, inside attractions, doing something special. Like, not only did you get to turn on the Osborne lights, you got to turn on the Osborne lights when there was only 100 people on the street, and they were all people in our group.
That was amazing. It's
one of my very favorite events that we've done, but there are several others, and I know that we're not going to talk too much about it, but we've come up with a few things that we might be doing in the future with you. So we'll have to kind of wait and see what actually comes of all of the great ideas you guys have had. But that is something to look forward to, because we really do enjoy doing events. And my team is the same way. They love to get involved in the events, and they come down and they help host them so that you can meet the people that you book with face to face. You get to know them. We take a lot of pride in building relationships with our clients, and doing those events is a great excuse to go to Disney World too, or to Disneyland, or to any of the other locations.
So kind of just to spell it out, because I know a lot of people on our Facebook page and a lot of people who listen may not have heard of MEI before. I know a lot of them have, but some of them haven't. We were part of the WDW reunion event, and people who booked with MEI got to experience, I think, for a nominal fee for what we did. Do you want to? Would it be okay for you to kind of go from beginning to end? Because I mean, it was really, honestly, probably one of my top five Disney memories. And this is the girl who just ran the marathon. It makes me tingle just thinking about it. It was so magical.
Well, some of the things for those who haven't experienced or don't know a lot about it, I don't want to give a lot away, because you never know some of those little pieces we might pull from for ideas for us later on.
Well, maybe even but that Osborne light part of it, just kind of tell a little bit more.
Suffice it to say that if you're not familiar with the Osborne lights, it is one of the most magical, incredible shows of millions and millions of lights on a street in the Hollywood Studios in Disney World that they set up, that people flock to. The locals come in and bring their kids to look at the lights, and it's usually packed like a can of sardines because it is so popular, and it's an amazing thing. So one time some of us were enjoying the lights, and it was so crowded and so packed that I thought, you know, let's see if we can get this for ourselves one year. And that's when we had, what is it, Mike, about how many thousands of people can usually fit on the street?
I want to say they can probably fit, maybe it'd be really tight, and we've been there when it's really tight. I would say they can fit maybe 7,000 there.
It is so crowded that if I were taking my 13-year-old, I would keep my hand on him to make sure that I had, because you would lose your kids. I mean,
exactly. It's so busy. And so we had about 120 on the street instead of the 7,000. So it really was a spectacular thing. And we got to experience about almost an hour of the music and the dancing lights. So it was an incredible an incredible event. And we do come up with things that are custom. We come up with ideas. We see things and we pull it together for just the right groups. And I have some great ideas for you guys. So I'm sure that in the future we'll be coming up with some ideas.
That's great. I'm honestly, I know nobody can see this, but I'm sitting here smiling just thinking about it because it was so, so fun. So we actually had another big announcement that we wanted to make kind of in relationship to this. Mike, did you want to say something?
No, I just wanted you to talk about our second. We have another big announcement that sort
so
of.
So I heard.
Yeah. So there's another big announcement that we want to parlay with the announcement of our association with Becky and MBI and Mouse Fan Travel. And it really ties in with the things about talking about events and talking about all the different Run Disney things that are coming up. And I was just going to say, you know, Michelle, I would love you to tell everyone what that second big announcement is all about.
So we'll talk about it in more detail on another podcast, but I will just say that we have we started very, very slowly. As Mike said, as we started to put this together, we wanted to work very slowly with making sure the podcast was very high quality, making sure that we supported people on Facebook. And we kind of shied away from the next step, which you think, you know, we might have launched at the same time, which was a website. And we decided that we wanted to put together a website to support everything that we were doing. So we are announcing that we have a new website, and it is called the MickeyMilesPodcast.com website. And one of the cool things is when you go on that website, you will see that there are links. There's a link right on the homepage for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And there are also links if you go into the running link. If you go to the different races, you can get quotes if you want to travel to those different races from MEI. And Becky, I was, you know, as I said, we're going to talk about the website in more detail with the folks mm-hmm. who helped us develop it. But when people click on that website, maybe you can take us through the next steps of what's going to happen.
Sure. And through Mouse Fan Travel, we do have the regular Disney packages if you need tickets and if you want dining and all of that stuff, we can help you with that. But one of the things we're also known for is our group space. So we do tend to grab group space at discounted rates during times when we know a lot of people are going to go. So, for example, we know that a lot of people do travel during the runs and the marathons and, of course, during the holiday periods and other special events that we do. We have, a lot of people who will go with them, friends and family that support them. I mean, I've only run one race, and I didn't even run. I walked it. I did my 5K. But for many years, I've been one of those people that get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and stand on the side and cheer. So I know that there are several of those types of folks like me that go along as well. And during those times, we grab group space. And during several of the races, we have special room-only rates that you can take advantage of during this time. So congratulations, by the way, on the website. It looks fantastic. When you go into some of the individual races, if we have group space available on those dates, there'll be a little request a quote button on those pages. And if you just click that, it will take you over to our site so you can see the dates we have available and the rates we have available. And if they don't quite match what you want, or you want a package that has dining, or if you need air, you can just go ahead and look through our site and pick the package you're looking for as well. So there's all kinds of opportunities for you, your friends, your family, to take advantage of special rates that we might have during those times.
And it doesn't cost people any money just to click
on
it and get a quote.
Yeah. Going back to the fee-free, we do not charge any fees whatsoever. The quote is no obligation quote. Even if you book with us and you cancel outside of the regular Disney penalty time, there's no cancellation fee from an agency perspective. There could be cancellation fees, obviously, from Disney. And if you book a package, we would advise you of what those cancellations are so you would know what you're in for. But from an agency perspective, we charge no consulting fees, no booking fees, no agency cancellation fees. The service is totally free. You can get at least the rate the lowest rate available from Disney through us, or sometimes we're better because we're looking for those offers that are out there.
And we were lucky enough to take advantage of those rates when we did the we went down to cheer for Expedition Everest. So
yes,
that was really cool. Mike?
Well, is it a coincidence that we have, Michelle, you and I have already booked the rooms for Tower of Terror, Wine and Dine in January before we mentioned our affiliation, before we mentioned the partnership, before we mentioned, we wanted to make sure that we also had an opportunity to take advantage of those great rates.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Even if we didn't have a partnership, we would still be booking.
I know. before those rooms get snapped up, you know.
That's the point. I do want to kind of just throw this out really quickly, that we can sometimes, depending on what resort you're looking at and what you're where you're going to stay and what dates you're looking at, our rates can be as low as 100 off per night at some resorts. So we really do have great rates during a lot of these times. And the bigger part is those that go so fast. For a great example is when they announced the Disneyland half and the Dumbo Double Dare. Mm-hmm. Yes. All our rates were pretty much gone. They went within a week. Those were pretty much sold out. It's just amazing how popular these races have become for not only the runners, but for the spectators as well. I'm just amazed at how popular and how many people are getting involved, and so proud to see so many of my friends that are doing what you said earlier, looking up and saying, hey, I'm going to try that 5K. And then pretty soon you get addicted to the bling. Yeah.
So Becky, do you have rates at all the different, like from value all the way up to the deluxe resorts?
Yes, we try to choose. We have to choose specific resorts for our group block. So we do have value resorts. We have a couple of moderate resorts, and we have a few deluxe resorts as well, so that there's something available for everybody. If we are not holding something that you're looking for, we can still price it and see if we can pull it into a group. If that's not possible, we can certainly price the regular package. So we can pretty much give you a price in any direction that you want to make sure that we match the perfect resort and experience to what you're looking for.
That's cool. And I also want to mention one other thing that happened to me. I was staying at Fort Wilderness, and I actually had an issue with checking in. And I was able to call my MEI person, and they figured it out for me. I felt like I was in such good hands. So I felt like that person was with me during vacation, kind of like as my security blanket. So
absolutely. We encourage our agents to give their clients their cell phone number so that you can text us if there's a problem. We can immediately respond. So we're definitely there to help you every step of the way. If there is an issue when you check in, turn to us. Don't fight the battle. Turn to us, and we'll make sure to make everything right for you. That's what we do.
So, Becky, I think that one of the things that I think that works really well here is that, as Michelle mentioned, some of your affiliates have been running Run Disney events for a while, and you recently participated in a Run Disney event, and you got to experience what it's about. And before we close out the show in a few minutes, I wanted to ask you to, you know, I don't know if this has ever been done.
Oh, no. What are you going to tell about me?
I want you to tell everybody how it felt to be.
Let's back up. I want to know why she did it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I have to say, I know this was after you ran, but I have very many times benefited from your cheering on Main Street. And when I did the marathon, it was so nice to give you a hug when I was in the UK and I was ready to die. So, I mean, you're always there cheering. So I'm wondering, what was the thing that made you decide to do the 5K?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, and I'm sure a lot of people share this. I've wanted to do one for a while because I, of course, had been somebody who was cheering along the sidelines, like you said. And somebody mentioned to me, they said, you know, if I just had somebody to go with me, I'd love to go. I'd love to cheer. I'd love to run, but all I've done is cheer. But I'd like to get involved, but I'm afraid that I'm going to get swept, or I can't run that far, or all the excuses that several of us came up with along the way. And I kind of thought about it, and I was talking to some friends and one of the teams that I work with as well, and I said, you know, maybe it's a good idea for some of us to try this. And let's just do a race that doesn't have a lot of pressure. I'm one of those. I've had knee problems. I've had neck problems. I've had back problems. And so the thought at first, when you really don't understand how far a 5K is, the thought of a 5K was so much weight on my shoulders. It sounds like a lot. It sounds like something there's no way I can do. And I thought, you know, if I can do this with a team of people or with other friends and just walk it with no pressure without seeing a sweeper behind me, maybe I'll try this 5K. And it was very fun and very exhilarating, and I felt very proud when I hit that finish line and I walked across and I went, that's all? I can do more. Let's do more. Because that was it was so much shorter than my brain had convinced me that it was. Yeah. So,
yeah. Which one was it, Becky?
That was the 5K in January, the January Marathon, Disney Marathon.
Cool.
So I was immensely thrilled that I was able to do it without my knee giving out, without my back giving out, without, you know, me having to stop on the side and catch my breath. It was so fun, and I felt like I had accomplished something, and I was very proud that I took it on and did it. Now, I look at those of you who have done the full marathons and those who are doing the dopies and the goofies and the crazies, and I don't see myself being able to do that anytime soon. And I'm very, very proud of the people who can pull it off, because I know how I felt when I did a little 5K, and I can just imagine those of you who, you know, work so hard to cross that finish line day after day after day after day when you're doing the multiple races. And I just am, you know, amazed at people who have conditioned themselves and have had the discipline to do it.
So I think it's kind of neat when you're, you know, thinking of all you've accomplished with finishing the 5K, and now you're planning magical weekends for people who are coming with their family, and it's such a, you know, it's such a emotional thing. So it probably makes it more meaningful for you.
It's so amazing to watch people when you're cheering, and you watch people come around the corner, and you see their kids, and or you see their wife, you see their husband, or you see their mom and dad, and you can just see the pride and the emotion from both the runner and from the people on the sides. And it really is, it feeds your soul. It really feeds your soul to see that. It's an incredible feeling.
That's great. So can we ask you about your next race?
Well, I have kind of suffered a small little injury that I've been dealing with the past couple of months, but I'm not going to let that, unless my surgeon says so, I'm not going to let that stop me. I actually am doing the 5K at Disneyland.
Oh, nice.
All right.
So that is actually my next 5K accomplishment. I was looking at doing the 10K and decided with this injury I'm not going to push it this time. But that doesn't mean next year I might not try to push it up to the 10K. We'll see how that goes.
Well, I'll get to cheer. Well, I don't know. I'll try to cheer you on before I have to go over and do the 10K, because it's really close. But that's,
I know,
great.
It's very close. So I'll be waiting for you at the end of the 10K, and I'll cheer you on and give you a big hug.
That sounds great.
So Becky, we're very excited, and I'm excited to be looking at the next year, planning, Michelle and myself and you putting our heads together, planning for some magical experiences. And once again, we want to express our thanks to you for agreeing to be our sponsor. Again, we could not have thought of a better person to help us do what we want to do, and a better quality service outfit than MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. So welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. Once again, I'm so honored to sponsor you guys. I mean, you two have served as an inspiration for many people to take on these challenges. And I've seen it over the years how people have looked up to you guys to help them do those little things that they need to do and get the discipline to cross the finish line themselves. So I'm very honored to be part of this, and I know my team is as well.
Aww, virtual sniper hug.
I know. group cyber hug. They remember, though, after you've done those races, you might need a cruise somewhere, or you might need to go to Paris.
That's right.
Or, you know, we've got great, you know, cruises that do nothing but culinary. So, you know,
yeah, you, or get all you pay that. Back all those people who supported you while you were training for the dopey.
Yes, exactly. So we're here to help you guys. We're here to help your listeners. Just let us know how we can be of help, because again, we're here to support you.
And we can, our listeners can find you by going to our website, MickeyMilesPodcast.com, or if they want to go directly to your site, it is
MouseFanTravel.com. So MouseFanTravel.com for the Disney division. And then there's links above that that also show the other divisions like MEI Travel that you can also look at the sites.
Awesome.
So, without further ado, let me say that this episode of the Mickey Miles podcast has been brought to you by MBI and Mouse Fan Travel.
Woo-hoo!
And they have been creating magical vacations for clients since 1998. And for Michelle Scribner-McLean, for Becky Menken of Mouse Fan Travel and MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, this is Mike Scoper. Come visit us on www.mickeymilespodcast.com. And if not, then we'll see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.